Clay Posey has co-authored a best practices guide to information security put out by the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Mr. Posey's my guest to tell you how you can avoid the people problem. It's great to talk to you, Clay. Thanks for being on today.
All right. Thanks for having me, Francis.
Sure. What do you mean by making the people on the network part of the solution for information security issues?
Well, to be honest with you, what we try to study is something we call behavioral information security. And many times in information security matters, a lot of individuals, a lot of managers and information security professionals really only see the technological side of security. And what we're focusing on is that in no way, shape, or form can you forget about the employees, the people sitting behind the desk that you have to hand over absolute control at some point to. So we are trying to focus on the human factor in information system security. And this is something that's it's not necessarily new, but a lot of people just aren't doing it as well as they should.
Why do you think that's the problem? That's the case? Because it seems to me if you go back and look at most of the data breach issues that we've run across in the last couple of years, in government at least, it's a people problem. Somebody forgets and leaves a laptop in their car. Somebody puts a thumb drive into the network where they shouldn't have, under conditions that they shouldn't have, those kinds of things. At least the cases that we hear about seem to be human error, operator error type things rather than penetrations and so on. Why do you think that we're so easy to let go of the human element?
Well, first of all, quite honestly, it's more difficult to understand human beings and psychology and the way they operate and think and function as opposed to a one and zero on a computer system somewhere. That's my honest opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to go back to what you were saying, we found, you know, roughly 50-50 in research that that it's 50% just human error, absent-minded individuals causing this, and then 50%, maybe a little bit less than that, are actually intentional errors.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things we're trying to do with our research is we want to try to shift the focus. Now organizations are focusing on human beings and the human element in security, but we feel they focus too much on the negative. And as long as organizations continue to hammer out the negative side of employees, well, the longer you treat a person like a dog, they're going to think they're a dog.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
And so what we're really trying to do is focus on encouraging the more promising, what we call the protection-motivated behaviors, because that's a completely different spectrum. And one of the things that we're finding in our research, some of our research funded by the Department of Defense, is that the same techniques that you deter an individual from committing deviant behaviors are not the same methods by which you promote positive behaviors. So organizations that continue to focus on employees saying, hey, don't do this, don't do this, they never focus enough on, hey, do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're really finding that discrepancy, and we feel, and our research is showing, that until organizations train their organizational employees in that manner, covering both sides, I'm not an advocate for getting rid of either side,
mm-hmm.
but you have to marry the two together.
Yeah.
It's not enough to tell somebody that threats are imminent and they're dangerous and then do not tell them how they need to go about their job in order to subvert those threats.
Yeah. What one takeaway from this guide that I got out of it was the idea that if you frame this as a carrot and stick approach, we've done a lot of what you've talked about, which is the stick part, which is don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, and discouraging that, holding people accountable and so on. But I took away the impression that you don't think we do enough carrot, that is rewarding what we do want people to continue to do.
Right. And our research with security professionals, and there's a big divide between security professional thought, management thought, and the people sitting behind the computer systems. And what we're trying to do with our research is kind of integrate that. We don't do enough of rewarding, but it's probably not the rewards that you're thinking of. Most security professionals believe that it's financial incentives, and you ask management, oh, we'll give them a financial incentive, or we will give them a closer parking space to the building, or something like that for the month.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, one of the major factors that helps promote these positive behaviors is just showing managerial support. Because when employees really see their managers pushing these positive roles in security, they're more likely to jump on board. And we're showing that that is much, employees are much more sensitive to things like managerial support than even a financial incentive for doing well.
Was that the biggest surprise that you took out of this research, Clay?
Well, there were a couple surprises. That was one of them. Another one was just the pure amount of people that do not receive training all out. And then those who do receive training are getting just very basics, and they're not getting in depth. And I'd like to discuss that just for a second, is that we refer to training programs as SETA programs, S-E-A-T. So we're talking about security, education, training, and awareness. The awareness portion focuses on the what. So training programs that are designed just around awareness just tell people what threats are to the organization or the agency. The training actually goes to more in-depth, telling them how to do their job appropriately to subvert those threats. Education is like the capstone of this entire project. Individuals want to know why they are doing certain things and why security threats exist and why social engineering threats are happening and different things like that. So it's from a more theoretical basis. And if you don't have those three components, we're showing that it's, if you just focus on telling people about the threats but do not tell them why they exist and how they can perform their job appropriately, they're more likely to do nothing rather than something because they get scared, they do not know how to adequately do their jobs. And it's what we call a boomerang effect. And they just get scared and go into this hiding motive where they say, well, it's bound to happen and there's nothing I can do about it. So you scare them about the threats rather than educating them about how to subvert those threats.